me now. Come with me now.
Bye. of the Madness Radio Network. This is RAWF After Hours. And we are the maestro of madness, the new owner of RAWF. Tonight, two gentlemen co-host with me. First, you all know him as the man. He is...
Mr. Excitement, Dan Levitan!
Good evening, my maestro. It's good to be here.
Yes, Dan, welcome. And also joining us, Legendary. Evening, El Vacant.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Welcome to your first night on Madness Radio.
I saw that on the marquee, Madness Radio. Has anyone run that by a certain elf lady? Because, you know, she owns the place, and I don't think she'd appreciate that.
Oh, indeed, she probably would not. Let's talk to her and find out how she feels about it. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome...
Your crew, deep right, your blood, like I, one look could kill.
The elf you were referring to, El Vacant, the one named Susie.
Yeah, your abuela tells you hello. Says tell you hello.
So I expected you to be a little more, I don't know, upset when you came in.
Yeah, not upset at all. A little confused, a little bewildered. Not upset.
But you saw the marquee, right? Like he changed Madness Network, right?
I did see the marquee. Hi, Mom.
Susie, please inform Mr. Vacant of the transaction that occurred yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still a little foggy on the details, but, you know, Mom took me out to dinner, and we talked, a lot of talking. I think that was the most talking he had ever done, and... by the end of dinner, there was a contract on the table, and I signed it.
Wait, so you sold the radio station to the maestro?
Yeah.
It was a
really nice dinner. Really nice conversation.
I bet. Okay. Dan, you got anything on this? Because I got nothing.
It was a really nice offer, too.
I had not heard of this at all, Elvacant. Apparently, though, Maestro has purchased the radio station from Susie the Elf in some shape, way, or fashion.
There was lots of coffee involved in the contract, and he was really charming. I had never seen Mom in this light before. It was really nice.
So, that should answer your question, Elvacant.
I guess
the Elf has sold her radio station to me. It is now no longer the Back to Basics radio network. It is the Madness radio network. And soon, more changes will be in store, not just for the show, but for all of RAWF.
There was one stipulation, though. I did make one stipulation, though, Elvacant.
What would that be?
Well, I'm sorry, there were two stipulations. One, I could use the radio station whenever I wanted to. And two, you had to stay the co-host.
Oh, good. You didn't happen to put an underline on that, and he can't electrocute me, did you? You didn't happen to put that in?
No.
I did put that in there. I didn't remember he electrocuted you. You know, Swiss cheese memory and all.
Well, you know.
But
you know,
I did make sure you kept your job.
Job security is a thing, so I appreciate that. Gracias.
De nada.
Well, thank you, Susie, for now.
Sorry about the, you know, the no electrocution thing, but you do have a job.
Dan,
forgot about you, Dan. But you're good, Vacant. And your abuela said that she told me to tell you that she has some enchiladas packed on dry ice, and she's going to mail them to you. So all you have to do is just heat them up, and you'll be good to go.
I mean, I do miss her enchiladas, so yeah.
Yeah, I know you do. I mean, well they're damn good enchiladas. You know,
I mean, mine are pretty good.
Enough of this vile, friendly talk, Susie.
Look, I'll make you a deal. I'll spare the enchiladas if you don't electrocute me.
You've never
yes.
had a abuela's enchiladas. You would be talking about them too if you'd had a abuela's enchiladas.
I hate
There's some damn good
enchiladas.
Oh, well, her tacos are worth talking about too. Mm-mm-mm.
Maybe we don't talk about my abuela's taco on national radio, okay?
No. You know, Taco Tuesday, you know, the hard shell, soft shell, you know, beef and beef tacos, taco, no. Those kind of tacos.
And
taco
she said I talked a lot at dinner.
Yeah, you did. You talked the whole time.
Susie, thank you for coming along and clarifying that this is no longer your station. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll see you for dinner tomorrow night, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That was Susie the Elf, ladies and gentlemen, the former owner of this radio station. And as I said, Awaken, there will be plenty of changes in RAWF in the weeks to come. But for now, I turn the show over to you and Dan, because I don't care about what all you're going to talk about now. I shall return, though.
All right. Thank you, Maestro. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is RAWF After Hours on the Madness Radio Network. El Vacant, I think we already know what the top story from Graveyard Smash is. As you can all tell, the Maestro defeated Claymore. He is now the owner of RAWF, and Lord Amadeus is gone. El Vacant. We know he's lurking here in the background, but hopefully he will understand if we're honest about what we saw. What do you make of what happened between the Maestro of Madness and Claymore, and what happened after that match?
Look, I'm still trying to wrap my head around what happened in that match. What happened is, RAWF has gotten big trouble is what happened. I don't understand what was going through Claymore's head. I don't know what he was thinking. I didn't know what he was thinking when he taunted the Maestro back out into the world. I don't know what he was thinking when he forced a match at the last minute. And I sure as hell don't know what he was thinking when he obviously threw the match, allowing the Maestro to take over forever. The so-called good man showed the world exactly who he is, which is, frankly, a horrible human being. He has let loose something on this world that I don't even think he comprehends. And then after that happens, I don't know what he thought was going to happen, but the Maestro wasn't exactly appreciative of it. It wasn't like he's like, oh, thanks for letting me stay. Here, have a candy pop. No, that's not what happened. Next thing you know, he's out there tearing the two apart. And from everything I'm hearing backstage, like he may have put Teflon on the shelf for quite a few months. Like he was not okay. I mean, he took multiple strikes to both knees from the metal stairs. Like there's that he had to be carried out. Everything I'm hearing in the back is that it was severe damage and he can't wrestle. And who knows if he'll be able to wrestle again.
Indeed. After the match, after Claymore purposely counted out, allowing the Maestro to win the match and be free and take over Lord Amadeus' body permanently, as you said, he attacked Claymore, DDT'd him, or gave him the crescendo DDT on the steel steps, and then smashed those steel steps repeatedly over the Teflon Sheik's knee. We do not know at this time the status of the Teflon Sheik. I do know he is not available to wrestle in singles matches on Superstars tomorrow or going forward. But, yes, the Teflon Sheik apparently injured his knee, is in bad shape. But that is just the least of our worries at this point, El Vacant. As you know, the Maestro is here. Lord Amadeus is gone. What does the future hold for RAWF? But we need to talk about other official matters right now. Let's quickly run down some GM reports or get to some GM reports. First, I have the tag team report from Unstoppabot. Tags report, there's still a couple matches ongoing in round two, so the tags top five will be next week. Round four of tags will be posted shortly. That from our tag GM, Unstoppabot. Next up, she is our high voltage and anything goes GM. Please welcome the lovely...
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Ladies and gentlemen, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, is here. Good evening, Cougs.
Good evening, Dan. Hola, Vacant.
Hola. Hola. How are you?
I promise not to bite you unless you ask. You sound a bit nervous.
Well, you haven't sold anything you wouldn't normally sell, have you?
Call.
I mean, I guess that's good. So, yeah, things are a little tense, you know, but I admittedly, you being here makes it a little better, a little less tense, you know. I wouldn't say I calm down in the presence of redheads, but I'm certainly distracted in the presence of redheads.
So, Cougs, what can you tell us about what is going on in your two divisions? Where do you want to start? Where do you want to go first?
I will start with Anything Goes. Those matches have started. The first round is the ground and pound. Moves from hold and attack categories are the only moves allowed. There is no defense, and if you choose to use an illegal move, you can be disqualified. And I hope that those that have already started the matches before I put the rules in there looked back in the scene before they started.
I mean, just for the record, I usually prefer to finish with Anything Goes with a little ground and pound, but that's just me.
Indeed, at least. But what's next, Cougs? Anything else to add to that?
We have three of the high voltage tournaments in the finals. Tournament one has Eva and Darkstinger vying for a spot. Tournament three has Allie Knight and Harold the Creep, both members of Anarchy, vying for a spot. And in the fourth one, so far we have Beast in the finals. We are waiting for V-Dizzle and Necro G to see who's going to face Beast. And in tournament two, we have Mithras and Denunzio going for a spot in the finals. And Killer Neptune has just beaten Tarragon for his spot in the finals.
All righty. Thank you, Cougs. Anything to add?
Nope, we're good for now.
Thank you very much, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, one of the best GMs in all of Unstoppable. Thank you very much. Next up, he is our Powerball GM, the chairman of REWFS here. Please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, Dan. Good evening, Al Bacon.
Oh, hi.
Razor, talk to us about the Powerball division. What are we looking at right now?
As you know, last week I opened the division up for people to guess their numbers, and we had 11 individuals guess at least one number right, and those individuals are Dev, Uncle Frank, Cassie Joe, The Crow Mark Caliber, Crazy Mama, Hot Cheese, Claymore, The Hawkster, Alley Bunny, Marcus DeSade, and The Undertaker.
All right. Sounds good, Razor. All those people will compete for a shot at Mithras' Powerball Championship at Black Friday, which will be November 26th live from Madison Square Garden. Razor, anything else to add?
Yes, in the first round, Allie Bunny has defeated the Hawkster and will move on, and that's the only match that has finished so far.
Excellent. Thank you, Razor. Moving along, we now bring on our Hatfield and McCoy GM. He is the icon. He is the puppet master. He is Mr. RAWF. He is.
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that holy. So track me down, take me away, debt to do, it's time to pay. Pays what I.
Good evening.
Hello, buddy. What's up, Vincent?
Oh, hi there. How you doing?
I'm good. Where's Mr. Cycle at? Anyway.
He let us just run the show. Let's not call him back. It'd be best for everyone.
Oh, please. Anyway, what's up, Scandaman?
I'm fine, their judgment, but if I was you, I would not talk that way about the maestro of all the people.
Maestro, Mr. Cyclone, I ain't got to worry about Mr. Cyclone. Anyway, about going on with the Hatfield McCoy, we're in round one of the tournament. Several people have advanced. There's too many to announce. If you advance, you'll have a match tomorrow. Simple as that. If you didn't advance, you won't get a match. How simple is that?
That is very simple, Judgment.
Very simple.
Anyone can understand that, which is unusual from you. So, thank you. Anything else to add to that?
No, everything else is added to that.
Okay, then.
Okay. I'm just going to sit over here.
All right, those are your GM reports for this evening. Now we turn our attention back to Graveyard Smash. We need to get through these results real quick and then announce the final rankings for the October-November rankings period and announce the contender matches for the TD Arena in Boston tomorrow on Superstars. So, as we know, El Vacant, the Maestro defeated Claymore by countout. Still a victory. Still counted. Maestro Madness is here. Lord Amadeus is gone. We'll probably have to talk more about that later. The Immortal Griffith is still your World Heavyweight Champion after defeating Mithras the Title Machine. But Mithras did go 4-for-5 as he retained the Platinum Dragon Championship against Simply the Best, defeated Killer Neptune for the Powerball Championship, defeated the Unsettled Chris Cage for the White Lightning Championship, and retained his Hatfield and McCoy Championship against Slashy. So while he did not win the World Heavyweight Championship, El Vacant, Mithras still a dominant performance at Graveyard Smash.
See, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe now he has the most titles currently inside the company.
Indeed, that is 4 titles for the Title Machine. So aptly named, he is at this moment in RAWF. The Unsettled Chris Cage, however, while losing the White Lightning Championship, he retained the National Championship and beat Hobo Ezekiel for the Anything Goes Championship. So a bittersweet night for this Chris Cage. He walked out with two titles, but they were not exactly the same two titles. But at any rate, he is your Anything Goes and National Champion after retaining against DW Diesel Warrior. Denzel, Sergeant Denzel, the soldier, whatever he's going by now, defeated D's to become the new men's champion of RAWF. That was a shocker. D's had been a dominant men's champion for several months. So, but congratulations to Denzel. He is the new men's champion.
I would like to point out, I believe I called that.
You did, indeed. Excuse me. DW, however, did not walk out without a title herself as she defeated Kenny Kabam to become the new estrogen champion. So DW walked out. She went 1-for-2. Not too bad. I believe you called that as well, Elvin.
I did.
Maeve O'Hare in what could only be called the match of the night, in a battle with Hall of Famer Dev. She retained her Midnight Ovo championship by the slimmest of margins, I must say. That was one hell of a match, Elvacant, between those two.
It was. That had me right down to the wire. I did not know who was going to win that. Like, it was just back and forth over and over. A lot of false finishes. It was pretty intense.
Indeed. Mabel Hare, though, still the Midnight Hobo champion. The Hawkster Bully defeated Rattlesnake Ron to become the new FUBAR City champion. So congratulations to the Hawkster.
Luke Cage. I called that one, too.
You did indeed. Luke Cage, still your Triple Crown champion after defeating the Sheik and Denzel. Denzel did not have, well, he won the men's championship, but was unable to secure any other gold this night, as Swords and Scimitars did retain their tag titles despite what happened in the match with the Maestro. Although, what's their status going forward with Teflon Sheik favoring that knee is anybody's guess, but they are still, for the moment, tag team champions, our Swords and Scimitars. Kane the Governor is the new multimedia champion after defeating Wildfire. So congratulations to Kane the Governor winning his first gold here in RAWF.
I admit I did not call that one.
You did not call that one. I believe you guessed Wildfire predicted Wildfire. Killer Neptune is still the Champion's Choice champion after defeating Starlight, although she gave him possibly the toughest challenge of his Champion's Choice reign. Excuse me again. I need some water. The Immortal Griffith, still your Supreme Fighter champion, and won a hell of a barroom brawl against Redneck Avenger. That was a fun match to watch. The Immortal Griffith, still the Supreme Fighter champion. Calvin Clark defeated Nightcrawler in a Halloween Massacre match. Mark Calibur is still in RAWF after defeating his brother Alex Calibur in a Buried Alive match. Alex Calibur no longer a member of RAWF official roster. Buckshot defeated the Hardcore Metal Man in a Hell in the Cell. Liam O'Shaughnessy defeated Hobo Ezekiel in their Hobo Jungle match. Allie Knight defeated Big Effin in their FUBAR City Street Fight. Maeve defeated Eva in their Challenge match. And Beast defeated Aaron McFadden in their Haunted House match. Other notable wins, Judgment defeating the Paragon of Greatness, Slashy defeating Lord Darkstinger. It was a hell of a night at Graveyard Smash, to say the least. The overall impression, though, still dark from that main event, Elvagan.
Yeah. It put an interesting cap on the night. And, well, maybe the rest of our careers.
Indeed. As we said, the Maestro will return. He said he had some announcements to make, but we do need to get on with RAWF business. So, Elvacant, if you would, sir, it is time for the final rankings of the period. This is the final for this period, and it will extend until next period. So go ahead, Elvacant.
Right, like you said, final. I mean, this is it. Kaput, done. No more changes to this. This will go into the record books for the month. It also means, you know, if you're on this list, if you hear your name here, that you're going to have, you're going to have the ability, you know, a couple things, but you'll have the ability to challenge for title matches. Not that we do that a lot around here, but it is something that technically you can do. Depending on where you are in here, you'll probably get some contender shots. So here we go. Ready? Apparently, we have a tie at the very bottom here. So I guess they're technically both in 24th. We have Knox Boogie and Strangleheart tied for 24th. Then we go to the man with the mouth himself, Money Sue, in 23rd. Congratulations to Money Sue. All right, in 22nd, we have the Mancunian Maniac. In 21st, we have the Paragon of Greatness. 20th, we have our current national and anything goes champion, the most aptly named man in the company, the unsettled Chris Gage. In 19th place, we have Slashy. In 18th place, we have our current world champion. Well, you know, it doesn't say it here, but also our, oh God, what is he got? He's got the Supreme Fighter champion and the Ultimate Gauntlet champion. So that's it's Immortal Griffith. In 17th place, we have one of my favorite redheads out there, that Wildfire. Hola, Wildfire, I see you. In 16th place, we have the one that can spell, Gala the Governess. In 15th place, we have our current FUBAR City champion, the man I've been saying was due a title for a while now, the Hawkstar Bully. In 14th place, we have Marcus Conan. Every time I say his name, I keep thinking like he's going to show up with like a little muscle bandana around his head and, you know, like a little fur bikini and a giant sword. Every time, I don't know why. In 13th place, we have Aaron McFadden. In 12th place, we have everyone's favorite X-Men, the Nightcrawler. In 11th place, we have our current Saturday Night Champion, Starlight, although we get to see that get defended soon, I think. In 10th place, we have our, the current new Enigma floating around here. We have Eva in 10th place. In 9th place, we have this guy. Can we just strike him from the list after what he pulled? I don't think he should be getting rewarded after that bullshit. Yeah, no, fine. In 9th place, we have Claymore, the traitor. In 8th place, we have our current men's champion, Denzel. In 7th place, we have our Triple Crown champion, the power player, Luke Cage. In 6th place, oh, look at that, clickety-clack, it's a hobo attack. That's right, Hobo Ezekiel is in 6th place. 5th place, we have, oh, look at that, our estrogen champion, Diesel Warrior. In 4th place, we have In 3rd place, we have our current Superstars champion, Papa Shaker. In 2nd place, we have, oh, it's a little off from his name, but we'll go with it anyway. In 2nd place, we have Simply the Best, which leaves us in 1st place, our extra points winning Platinum Dragon, Powerball, White Lightning, and Hatfield McCoy champion. That's right, the title machine himself, Mithras. There you go.
All right, in 25. Indeed. Two corrections for you on that, El Vacant. Not that that was any fault of your own. They are not tied for 24th place, our Strangleheart and Knox Boogie. Knox Boogie is actually in 25th place, Strangleheart in 24th place. That was a typo that was sent to you. And you mentioned that the Saturday night title would be defended soon. That was actually defended last week.
And oh, you're right. You're very right. My bad. My mistake.
The next title defense is probably, and I say probably because it could change. Let's see. Probably scheduled for December 4th would be the next Saturday night title match. So that is that. So we have contender matches to announce for tomorrow. Now, I'd like to special note here. Mithras, the title machine, ranked number one, has officially declined being in the world championship title contender match. He is, yeah. He has decided he does not want that match. Therefore, he will not be given a contender match tomorrow on Superstars. Considering he already has 4 titles, I'm sure he won't mind that a bit. So, with that being said, tomorrow it will be for a shot at the Immortal Griffiths World Heavyweight Championship at Black Friday. Simply the Best will take on Papa Shaker. For a shot at Mithras' Platinum Dragon Championship tomorrow, it will be Beast versus Hobo Ezekiel. For a shot at Chris Cage's national title, it'll be Claymore versus Eva. for a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship held by Maeve O'Hare. It will be Starlight versus Nightcrawler. For a shot at the Hawkster Bullies FUBAR City Championship, Aaron McFadden will take on the Irish icon Marcus Conan. Two Triple Crown contender matches. The winners face Luke Cage for the Triple Crown Championship at Black Friday. It'll be Kayla the Governess taking on the Paragon of Greatness and Wildfire taking on Slashy. And a shot at the Multimedia Championship held by Kane the Governor. The Mancunian Maniac will take on Money Sue. And for the Superstars title tomorrow in Boston, Papa Shaker will defend against a Strangleheart. That is your contender matches and title matches for tomorrow's Superstars. Oh, vacant. Let's start with the obvious world contender match. You have Simply the Best. You have Papa Shaker. Who you calling in that one?
That's a good question. I mean, look, you know, technically speaking, Papa Shaker is kind of getting a freebie here, right? He didn't actually earn the shot by the normal way, but Mithras has stepped aside, so Papa Shaker gets to step up. If I'm him, I do everything in my power to take advantage of that, right? I mean, you're being given a gift here, so you're going to want to use it to the best of your ability, go out there and show everyone, you know, hey, you deserve to be in that spotlight. So I think he's going to go out there with a little extra oomph, and I think that's going to propel him. I think he's going to take the match.
So you're calling Papa Shaker?
See.
Is that what you think? Oh, I wanted to point out Papa Shaker was the only person in this month's rankings to go undefeated, a perfect 12-0, which is not easy to do.
That's the thing. The thing he's going to have in his ear, right? People, you know, because you know how people in this industry are, right? People in this industry are going to be all like trying to tear somebody down. So they're going to be like, oh, well, he only got the shot because. Well, but, if he goes in there and he wins that match, you know, against Simply the Best, who's also no joke himself, like it shuts those voices up. And I think he knows that, and I think he's going to want to do that.
For the Platinum Dragons title shot at Black Friday, it is one of your favorites, Beast taking on Hobo Ezekiel. Who do you call in that one?
Oh, that's a tough call. I mean, it's the two people I tend to usually go with, right? Like, I usually call for Beast to win, and I usually call for Hobo to win. Now they're facing each other. What do I do? So usually what I do is I punt and try to say quippy, funny things so the question goes away. I don't think that's going to work, though, because you're giving me that look. So let's see, Beast versus Hobo Ezekiel. I think it's Beast. I think Beast is going to pull it out. I think it's going to be a close, tight fight, but my gut is telling me Beast is going to win.
I agree, mainly because I don't want to see Hobo Ezekiel win, although... Yeah, but anyway, I agree. Beast will win that Platinum Dragon Contendership match tomorrow on Superstars and go on to face Mithras the Title Machine for the Platinum Dragon Championship. Claymore versus Eva. Right now, we know how we all feel about Claymore, but then again, how do we feel about Eva when it comes to a national contender match tomorrow, El Vega?
Look, I I'm not real thrilled with the stuff she's done to one of my favorite wrestlers. You know, I'm not super keen on Eva, you know, as I've made clear before. But look, if she's gonna pull any of that hoodoo stuff she did before, if she's gonna do it again, I can't think of a better target than Claymore. So I'm gonna go with Eva on this one, purely because I can't possibly throw any weight behind Claymore right now. I just can't. I can't do it. It's not gonna happen.
Starlight versus Nightcrawler for a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship. Who you look?
I mean, come on, I got to go with Starlight. I mean, look at her.
Well, obviously, in a beauty contest, Starlight would win every time over Nightcrawler, but this is a shot for a shot at the Midnight Hobo Championship. Is Starlight ready, do you think, for such a shot?
Look, she's already set a night champion. She's in 11th place. She's doing pretty well. Is she ready? I think she's clearly ready.
All right, we find out tomorrow on Superstars. Aaron McFadden, Marcus Conan, two names we rarely get to see get title shots on pay-per-view. Which one of these walks out with a shot at the Hawksters FUBAR City Championship?
You know, I think Marcus. I think the Irish Icon is going to pull this. In fact, actually, I'll be honest with you. He's going to walk through that match. He's going to go in there and win the fight decisively.
Taylor the Governors versus the Paragon of Greatness Triple Crown contender match. Who do you like?
Look, I gotta go for Paragon on this. And, you know, and everyone's like, you know, hey, Paragon's been in a slump and this and the other thing, and he hasn't been himself. And while all that's still true, he's still the Paragon of Greatness. Look, it may not even be a smart bet with the way things have been going lately, but I can't not bet on Paragon.
And then the other Triple Crown contender match, Wildfire versus Slashy. Are you going to favor the redhead in this one as well?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt whatsoever. Wildfire is totally gonna take that.
All right. So you believe it'll be Luke Cage, the Paragon of Greatness, and Wildfire at Black Friday for the Triple Crown Championship, which would be an excellent match. No doubt about it. We will find out if that indeed is the case tomorrow on Superstars. And then the Mancunian Maniac, who has not won REWF gold as of yet in his REWF career, taking on the Hall of Famer, the man of many title reigns here in REWF, Money Sue. Who's your money on? No pun intended.
I see what you did there.
Nope.
Let's see. Money Sue versus the Mancunian Maniac. I want to go. My gut says it's going to be Mancunian Maniac, right? I think like he's doing pretty well. I think Money Sue's been phoning it in a little bit lately. But here's the thing I will say. Here's the caveat to that, right? Money Sue has been known many times to just sort of fit, you know, like, I don't know how to coast. He'll coast on his reputation, you know. But where he doesn't tend to coast is when he gets into that pay-per-view spotlight or matches that would put him in that spotlight, right? You know, the contender matches, stuff like that. So if he comes out and he fights like, you know, like the man who wanted to be the guy in this company for so many years, right? If that's the Money Sue we get, he's going to win this match. But if we get the Money Sue we've been seeing lately, you know, that kind of lackadaisical, resting on his laurels guy, then Mancunian's going to take that match.
It certainly will be an interesting night tomorrow in the TD Garden in Boston. All these contender matches and much, much more happen tomorrow. So, with that being said, I'll vacate. That is all the official business I have for this evening. And apparently Maestro is not returned yet. So, of course, the big story is the Maestro is here, and it's all because of this man that we're about to hear from. Let's take a listen from the man who did the deed at Graveyard Smash, Claymore.
Goodman here. Now, I'll just pause a brief second so you can applaud if you wish.
Boo.
No, come on now, stop it. That's enough. Thank you. Some of you may wonder what I'm doing here and how I have the brass neck to show my face given what transpired at Graveyard Smash. But I just got to say, everywhere I go, I've been constantly bothered. People following me around like a flock of seagulls squawking at me. Why? 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 And the answer's quite simple, really. I ended the scourge of October. I did what I had to do to end the suffering. The suffering of Amadeus and the suffering of people with ears. See, Amadeus was ill. The bipolar blonde had to fight for his sanity every year. This year, he seemed to be doing a good job of fending off the fiend. But appearances can be deceiving. In order to project that illusion, He was consuming so many drugs that he actually rattled when he walked. I saved him. And that's not all. I also saved Radical America. Because, you see, for far too long, Amadeus has let the inmates run the asylum. He allowed the sick and the deranged to use this supposedly great company as the playground for their depraved, violent fantasies. All so he can line his pockets with the almighty dollar. Amadeus's willful negligence has endangered each and every one of us out here. We're forced into barbaric matches, made to beat each other to a pulp, and also we can earn a spot on the pay-per-view card and the meagre payday that comes with it. Example, at Graveyard Smash, Beast and Aaron McFadden fought in a haunted house. Beast had his face smashed into a mirror. He, in turn, took one of those shards of glass and used it to stab Aaron in the back. And for what? 10,000 coins. That is Radical America. And that is why we needed a change of management. Sometimes, in order to build something great, you must burn down what currently stands. And that's what I did. Will my actions be popular? No. But the path of the righteous rarely is. And that's just fine. My actions aren't popular, but they were necessary. If you don't like it, so what? What are you going to do about it? Damn thing. But alas, that ungrateful goblin bastard then chose to bite the hand that feeds and turned on his liberator, swiftly followed by my tag partner. As a result, Teflon Sheik is currently on the injured reserve, but I'm sure you will join me in wishing him well. Unfortunately for many of you, the greatest tag team in RAWF history, Swords and Scimitars, will not be withdrawing from tag team competition. Sheik will still be present, although I will be doing the majority of the heavy lifting as he recovers. Although, truth be told, we were debating having a few handicap matches anyway, as since we've regained our tag titles, fighting in the RAWF tag division has been like shooting fish in a barrel. Maybe I should only fight with one arm, too, to make it a fair fight. See you in the ring.
Oh, that arrogant putz, El Vacant. He has the gall. Your thoughts on what we just heard?
Look, I really, and I mean this in every way I possibly can, I really hope every single person in the locker room goes out of their way to slap him around like a $5 Tijuana hook. You know what? No, I'm not gonna go there. I need a moment of zen. Just one moment. Right.
Take all it. Yeah, agreed.
Right. So I really hope that the locker room makes their opinions on what he did and his quote-unquote help clear. I really hope they make themselves very clear in as physical as way as possible.
I totally agree with that assessment. I cannot believe what he pulled off.
Make some announcements regarding the future of RAWF. Now, unfortunately, while I would love to make some major changes to RAWF as far as the logo, the name, names of other things in RAWF that disgust me, unfortunately, I cannot do that until the end of the year. So for now, RAWF remains RAWF until 2022. But there are some changes I can make. First of all, I am going to ban certain foods and substances from the locker room and the arenas in RAWF. First of all, no pickles will be allowed at catering anymore. No pickles will be allowed anywhere in RAWF. Nor will popcorn be allowed in any arena or catering in RAWF. This goes for them disgusting beady weenies as well. And I'm trying to think of more things. Oh, yes. Hot tubs. Hot tubs will be banned from RAWF offices. As will chairs. Steel chairs. The use of steel chairs in RAWF is now banned. Oh, and all chocolate being served in catering will now be replaced with white chocolate. That is all until I think of more.
I mean, did he really say white chocolate? Like, that's not even the thing.
And he's gone again. Apparently he can just come and go as he pleases.
Well, I mean, technically he runs the place, so I guess he can.
Well, I'll vacate. We might as well get started on get some people in here. Let's talk to the reigning, defending RAWF World Heavyweight Champion. He was successful against Mithras, the title machine, and is still the Supreme Fighter Champion after defeating the Redneck Avenger in their barroom brawl. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Faced them both before, one more much more recently than the other, and that one for this title. So, look, I think my odds are pretty good against either one of them, but, you know, never say never or always in this case. Look,
you know, I've had a really, really good run. And, you know, these guys are hot on my heels, and they're going to come in motivated. So we'll see which one of them gets the shot. I mean, they're very different wrestlers. I'll have to handle each one extremely differently. You know, so I'll be paying close attention to that match to see who I need to start preparing for.
Oh, indeed. And they are two. One of them you have faced, defended the world title against, that being Simply the Best. So he is a more known commodity to you. The other one had himself one hell of a ranking period, went undefeated, 12-0, is on a roll right now. They are quite possibly the two hottest wrestlers as far as streaks go in RAWF at the moment. Who would you prefer to see?
Honestly, I don't know that I have a preference. You know, look, I've said this many times in the past, and I'll continue to say it. I'm not in this industry for the fame. I'm not in this industry for, you know, the money. I don't need either one. I'm in this industry for the competition. I'm always looking to have the toughest competition all the time in every possible way. So, frankly, it doesn't matter to me who wins. What matters to me is that I face that winner, you know, the person who's proven that they should be in that ring with me, you know, and then I will go out there and do what I do. You know, obviously, like I said, they're very different wrestlers. I'll have to approach each one differently, but I don't have a preference per se. Look, you know, at the end of the day, I'm the world champion and the best company in this entire industry, you know, and I've been so for quite some time now. There is no such thing as an easy match. There is no such thing as, you know, facing, you know, my preferred opponent. Like, every match I have for this title is going to be a battle. Every match I have for this title is going to be against someone who's been having a hell of a run. Like, you know, it's not like, you know, so we say, oh, they're, you know, on a great streak. Well, yeah, that's why they're getting the shot, right? That's how that works. You know, if they weren't on that streak, they probably wouldn't be in the position they're in right now. So, you know, congratulations to both of them for getting this far. I hope they have a great match. I'll be paying close attention, you know. And then, you know, roughly a month from now, my intent is to shatter their dreams.
Fair enough.
Because that's the thing they need to remember, you know. A lot of things have been said about me over my career. A lot of people have a lot of opinions. But the one thing most people do say about me that I can 100% guarantee is true. If there's something that I really look forward to, there's something that I really pride myself on in this company, it's setting records. And whichever of them wins that match will be the person standing between me and setting the new record for the longest reigning RAWF world champion in history. So both of you, let that sink in while you're getting ready for your match. That's who you'll be facing if you win. A very motivated immortal.
So you're saying that the record will be motivation for you at this point, now that it's so close that you could taste it.
Absolutely. Look, what I said before was not that it's not a motivator. I said it couldn't be a motivator yet because it wasn't really on the table yet. I had to get past Mithras. All right? That's what I had to pay attention to. You know, in that match, you know, look, say what you want about that match. I ended up winning it. You know, he's out there saying he should have won it. I can't speak to that. You know, the match sort of speaks for itself. I feel like I was in control. He feels like he was in control. It's not my fault that a member of his stable chose to get involved. Do I think that he had him get involved? I don't. Teflon is not what you would call rational when it comes to me. I think he was out there to support his guy and got a little carried away. And frankly, I fully admit, you know, I may have gotten a little carried away and overreacted to what he did. So I left the ring and beat the piss out of him. The ref decided that wasn't okay, and you know, unfortunately disqualified Mithras. You know, like I do I like it? No. Do I understand why it happened? I mean, yeah, I do. There are rules to this sport. If I were him, I would not have stopped that match. I would have let it keep going. But I understand, you know, he did what he had to do. He did what he was paid to do. You know, he did his job. So, you know, it is what it is. But now that match is behind us, right? Now that you know, the match is behind us, and for some reason, if I heard you correctly, Mithras, even though he's in first place, has decided he does not want that shot again. Only he can answer what that's about. I don't know. You know, he very well maybe he has four titles and he wants to concentrate on those. That could very well be it. I don't know. Again, I can't speak for him. But you know, with him stepping aside and saying he doesn't want that, you know, these two men now have to, you know, to see who is the last remaining barrier between me and a record. And I do like my record.
Well, Griff, I have to ask this, even though he's around here somewhere lurking and it might get me electrocuted. What are your thoughts on what happened between the Maestro and Claymore and the fact that the Maestro is now owner of RAWF? You have some history with the Maestro yourself.
I do, and if he's smart, he'll stay out of my way. Right now, like I have other things to concern myself with, and if the Maestro is smart, you know, he plays a live and let live sort of situation, and he doesn't do anything that forces my hand, you know, I'll probably leave it alone for now. But as for what went down, as for what Claymore did, look, I've been telling people since he started this cockamamie thing of being the good man, that there is nothing good about Claymore. Claymore is a self-righteous, self-egotistical, self-promoting zealot. He is a horrible, horrible, and understand when I say this, that I've been around a really long time. I have seen some of the worst humanity has to offer. And even knowing that, I say, he is one of the worst people I have ever seen walk this earth. He is scum incarnate. And frankly, he should be drummed out of this company after what he did. He should be drummed out of this company. He should never have another match. He should have any title that he's ever had, that he has stripped from him. He should be removed from the record books. And frankly, that ring that he has should be removed from him. He should be stricken from the memory of RAWF for what he did. Now, you and I know that won't happen. That's not how things operate around here. But you asked, and I told you my opinion.
Well, Griff, I can't say that I don't share that opinion. I'm sure El Vacant shares it as well. El Vacant, would you agree with what the Immortal Griffith just said?
Oh, see, I hadn't even thought about taking his ring away. That's a great job. Can we do that? Can I start a petition?
I have a feeling that isn't going to happen considering who's in control of RAWF at this moment. But maybe we just, there's got to be a way to get Lord Amadeus back. I don't know how we do it. No clue. But anyways, Griffith, tomorrow it will be Simply the Best versus Papa Shaker. The winner will face you on Black Friday. And I have a list here of other matches for Superstar. Actually, no. Would you like to spin the wheel and find out who you have on Superstars?
Sure, why not?
El Vacant, this wheel doesn't look right. Does it look the same to you as normal?
No, actually, it does look a little off.
Well, let's spin and see what happens.
I didn't know. Did you mess with it? That's not the noise of me.
It's not, no.
That's downright boring.
And then, wait, it started again. I didn't touch it. It got hurt.
www.youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com/youtube.com
I think maybe someone's messing with us.
Are you... That was interesting. Well, Griffith, I mean, it started on one person, but it moved on its own. And you will now be facing Mithras, the title machine, tomorrow on Superstars.
Okay. That's funny. That's pretty good. It is pretty funny. He's not wrong. That's all right. Well, here we go. Immortal Machine number 37.
Currently. All right. Well, good luck against the Mithras tomorrow.
Thanks. I feel like that was almost set up.
Good luck tomorrow. We get a rematch from Graveyard Smash tomorrow in the non-title kind. All right. Let's now bring back Mr. REWF Judgment real quick. Judgment, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Earlier, the maestro announcing that popcorn and hot tub no longer allowed in REWF. I know those two are very close to your heart, popcorn and hot tubs. Your reaction
your
to the
fault.
Maestro sister. How
this
is it my fault?
This is your fault. If you guys had just sit there and worship them like the true smart person he is. What Claymore was right. Claymore did REWF a favor. And you're going on and you say, Claymore did this. Slap Claymore right. No, you don't slap Claymore. Claymore done REWF a favor. Look at the most people out here tonight listening to this radio show. Why? Because, number one, you ain't going to listen to the song. Number two, Blondie's not here to confuse everyone. And number three, you have a great host with the masturbator there, whatever his name is. Mr. Psycho Masturbator, I don't know. Anyway, he should be front and center of everyone's lips tonight. Now, I lost the hot tubs and I lost the popcorn because you two knuckleheads sitting here running your mouth. You don't know what you're doing. Sitting there complaining about these things. Worship the ground the man flies on. Now.
Are you trying to get your hot tubs back? Is that what this is all about?
I ain't even hot tubs right now. Popcorn is what I'm worried about. Popcorn, that's just wrong. Hot tubs come and go. Popcorn is forever. Popcorn is nutrition. It's supposed to be in your body. It's supposed to be,
Well, Judgment, would you like to spin the wheel and find out who you face tomorrow?
But I do like the other stuff he got rid of. I'm glad he got rid of chairs. I'm glad he got rid of chocolate. I'm glad he got rid of whatever else he got rid of. Yes, let's spin this one. Well, okay, what is this thing you got? This is not... All right, how do you do this?
What?
You spin this right here? This thing right here?
You spin the wheel. I ain't touching it after what it did last time.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. All right, it looks
and
like
you will be facing. Let's see, it says you will be facing. Wait, what? No!
Touch it. Damn, touch it.
OK. Okay.
Okay.
This
no, I'm
time,
face it.
You will be facing
oh.
it. It's done.
What? Are you touching it?
I am not touching anything. It has landed on. You will be facing the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, tomorrow.
What?
You know, Cougar from Anarchy.
Oh.
You're. Your thoughts on facing her tomorrow?
Well. Business is business, and if he wants me to face her, I'm going to have to face her and show why they were smart enough to bring me onto their into their family. It won't be the first time Manson's been around.
That is your opponent tomorrow. Good luck.
Oh. And bring back Mr. Cyclone and have him here. You got to be good when I'm gone. I got to go get this thing taken care of. But be good, please. Don't make anything else go bad.
All
don't
right.
Make spermicide be banned. Don't let spermicide get banned. Behave. You know, I'm going to go.
All right. Good luck tomorrow. Judgment against the Cougar.
Mm-hmm.
Our next caller, El Vacant. He went 4 out of 5 in his 5 big matches at Graveyard Smash and has turned down a World Contender match, as we heard earlier. But maybe we can find out why and what his plans for Black Friday are. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the man who finished number 1 in the rankings. He is your Platinum Dragon, Powerball, White Lightning, and Hatfield and McCoy champion. He is...
Maestro, how are you doing?
So I am Dan the Man Levitan.
You sound like Maestro.
We're not trying to summon him back. Every time he shows up, bad things happen.
El Bacon, I told you I can't read your handwriting. Damn it. Dan, so nice to see you again. Dan or Doc? Who the hell am I talking to?
Dan. I'm Dan.
Dan.
I'm the handsome one.
Well, until I came in the room. All right, so... Dan, Maestro is a genius, by the way. We just have to, let's just get that off, you know, off the table, because, you know, he's got me and Griffith last week, or, you know, at the last pay-per-view, and, you know, what happened there. So, you know, it's looking like, well, let's put those two in another match and make a ton of money and get pre-sales and merchandise and blah, blah, blah. But then a little funny thing happened on the way to the match. Mithras decided he didn't want to go to the contenders match. So now at Black Friday, it's not going to be Mithras or STB versus Griffith. It's going to be Mithras. See, I can't get my name straight. It's been a long day. It's going to be STB or Papa Shaker, for Pete's sake, against Griffith. Well, is that going to sell as many tickets? Well, maybe not. So why not put a blockbuster match in tomorrow's Superstars? So now the wily genius Maestro has me, Mithras, facing Griffith on a regular weekly show. It's going to pop the ratings like crazy. The guy's a genius. He's going to make a million zillion dollars off the ads and all that stuff. So congratulations to him on that. Now, you know, I heard Griffith earlier, and I don't, again, it's been a long day, and I may have misunderstood, but regardless of whether I misunderstood or not, I just want to make it perfectly clear. Nobody tells me what I'm thinking. I don't care if Griffith was saying it or not, but nobody knows what I'm thinking. I know my own thoughts. I got my own ideas. No one else knows what they are. There's a reason why I didn't want this contenders match. Yeah, I've got four other titles right now. You know, that's a lot. And it's kind of, it's just a lot. I'm just, so for now, I think Papa Shaker and STB obviously deserve a shot at the world title. Especially, that was very interesting, Dan, to hear that Shaker had gone undefeated and that he was the only undefeated wrestler at the top there. So, you know, clearly he's got his ring work done. He just needs maybe some more help with the mic work. Who knows? But in any event, I think it's great for other people to get shots. And I've had my shot. I've had more than my shot. And now it's time to see others go through, especially when I've got four other things I need to be working on. So in any event, there's that. And then, of course, yes, the world title match at the pay-per-view. You know, Sheik did what he thought was best. You know, was very, I think, emotionally charged up. And, you know, that whole scenario between him and Griffith and all these other people, you know, it is what it is. And, yeah, did I get screwed? Kind of. But you know what? It's not like I didn't walk away with four other important titles with me. And, you know how I feel, or maybe, Dan, you may not know how I feel about the Platinum Dragon title. To me, it is primary in the company. You know, yes, World Heavyweight's important, obviously. It's the top official title. But to my heart, Platinum Dragon is most important. So, you know, that was a successful pay-per-view as far as I'm concerned for me personally. And I had some great opponents. I'm looking out at Chris Cage, talking about the you know, our White Lightning match, and yeah, it could have gone either way. Could have gone either way the last time we met in the ring, and he won, and then this time I won. So next time maybe he'll win. Who knows if he makes it. And you know, then Platinum Dragon, we'll see who gets through to there. But it was a good pay per view. I think everybody had a good show. So there it is.
So, with that being said, tomorrow's Platinum Dragon contender match between Beast and Hobo Ezekiel. Who do you predict will win that match? Who do you think you will be facing at Black Friday for the Platinum Dragon Championship?
All right, so both of those guys are different. They're both excellent, but they're both very different. I tend to see Hobo winning matches that you don't expect him to win. And I don't mean to talk with a question mark at the end of my sentences. You know, that's silly. But anyways, Hobo tends to win matches that we don't expect him to. And I would not expect him necessarily to beat Beast, because Beast is a tough son of a bitch in the ring, as we all know. And so I think it's a toss-up, but I would tilt towards Hobo.
All right. Well, we find out tomorrow on Superstars, and you will be taking on the World Heavyweight Champion, the Immortal Griffith. A lot of gold going into that ring, none of it on the line, but it will indeed be a hell of a match, no doubt about it.
Dan, let's face it, the only gold on the line there is the ad revenues from all the viewers that are going to be watching.
I do what he did there.
All those stamps. Yes, thank you.
I do have to say, I actually feel a little bad for, you know, because we had the guy whose job it is, you know, to be the ring attendant. I feel a little bad for the ring attendant in that match. He's got to figure out how to juggle seven title belts.
You forgot, yeah. I've got Elsa and Candice. They can handle two each, so they're good.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll make the job a little easier.
What is that guy? Is that Dave, the camera guy, or something?
Well, Bob is the camera guy, but Bob, he doesn't juggle the belts. Bob. He juggles the camera, hence the camera guy.
Okay. Well, I hope that's all he's juggling, because I don't want to see anything else. You know what I mean? With the family stuff.
I do know what you mean.
But anyhow,
I agree.
Yes, and you saw what I did there, too. But hopefully not too much. And in any case, yeah, Candice and Elsa can handle the belts. Believe me, I know how well they can handle the belts.
Nope, leaving that alone.
Good idea.
All right.
Family
Mithras,
show.
Thank you very much for your time. Tomorrow will be a great match against the Immortal Griffith, and of course you'll be keeping an eye on that number one contender match. It's going to be another big pay-per-view for you on Black Friday with four title defenses. We'll talk more about that hopefully next week. Good luck, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, El Vacant, Mithras. Well, you can't say that he's not the title machine, because he does have four RAWF championships. Right now, he owns more than any other RAWF superstar, including the Immortal Griffith, who has two, the Unsettled Chris Cage, who has two.
Not three.
Three. Griffith, the Immortal Griffith has three. I'm sorry. I'm waiting for the... he doesn't seem to be back. Okay. I thought I heard something. All right. Next up, we bring on the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion. She retained her match in one hell of a contest at Graveyard Smash. It was close, and on as a bonus, she defeated Eva. Let's talk to...
For you.
Well, thank you.
You seem much more like yourself this week.
Feels like it's been forever since I got to sit on your knee.
Well,
you do seem to be back to your normal self. Do you remember the victory over Eva at Graveyard Smash? Tell us about it.
I mean, she talks a good game, and she had what did the Yanks say? She had me in the first half. I'm not going to lie. But at the end of the day, it's more almost like waking up from a bad dream. And I kind of say for sure what it were that did it for me. But all of a sudden, it were like I came back to myself, and I was just like, wait, you're Maeve O'Hare. You're the fucking Midnight Hobo champion. Why are you letting this little blonde thing push you around? And, you know, it were sort of academic from there. And then, you know, I get through with my matches, and I go backstage, and I'm watching the main event, and then, you know, Clay Lad decides that he's going to act like a feckin' fool. So we're a mixed bag at Graveyard Smash, but I'm feeling much more like myself.
Well, I'm glad you are, Maeve, certainly. With that being said, talk to us about the match with Dev. It seemed like that was one hell of a contest.
Oh,
we thought there for a while that title was in jeopardy. Your thoughts on the match with Dev?
You thought it was in jeopardy. You weren't in the match. I knew going in that it we're gonna be a tough one. I mean, defending the Midnight Hobo always is, because people don't get there by accident. And I knew that, Dev in particular is as tough as they come. They're really, really, I mean, they're in the Hall of Fame for a reason, unlike some folk I could name. And I'm not going to lie, there were times, especially since, you know, I'd already had my match with Eva, which left me feeling a little bit drained, if you know what I mean. That I weren't sure it were going to happen. And I was just like, well, this is it. It's been a good run. Because, I mean, it seemed like for a while there, Dev had an answer for everything I were trying. And really, I wouldn't even say I won so much as I survived. Not that I'm not pleased, because of course I am. But it's, honestly, I would say it's the toughest successful defense I've had so far. Obviously, I've lost it once and got it back. But as far as successful defenses go, I'd say that we're probably my toughest yet. Hats off to Dev for one hell of a fight.
Indeed, it was one incredible match. It was, as I said, I believe the match of the night at Graveyard Smash. But we have to now turn our attention to Black Friday. Your challenger there will either be Starlight or Nightcrawler. Your thoughts on who you think will win, Light would want to win, your predictions.
I mean, Starlight's been on one hell of a tear since she got here. So I feel like she's just on that upward trajectory. So that's my prediction. That said, I don't necessarily want to face someone who's on that hot of a streak. No offense to Nightcrawler, because it's not the time of overlooking him. But given my druthers, I think I'd probably take the one who's not doing quite so hot, just because it means less of a chance that I walk out of Black Friday feeling as feckin' tired as I did going out to Graveyard Smash.
Well, certainly, it was an incredible night for you at Graveyard Smash. Congratulations on still being Midnight Hobo champion. The history continues for you in RAWF. So, with that being said, do you want me to spin this crazy wheel that seems to have gotten possessed?
I mean, when you present it to me like that, it don't sound like a very good option, but I reckon whether I spin it or not, I'm going to have a match tomorrow, so sack it. Go ahead.
Sack it. Oh, now it sounds normal. Now you face tomorrow on...
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay. What? Alright. So tomorrow on Superstars, you will put the date. Hey!
Stop it!
No. Well, that person's not anymore.
At least I know English is already spoken, so.
Tomorrow on Superstars, you face Melatonin.
Who?
Melatonin.
Sounds fake, but okay. I mean, it is what it is, I suppose. You really ought to get that wheel seen to.
I don't know what this is. It's absolute, well, madness. Speaking So, good luck against Melatonin tomorrow.
Thank you, I reckon.
Yes, that's insane. I hope you didn't enjoy pickles or...
Not particularly.
Do you like white chocolate?
I'm not much of a sweets person. I much prefer salty things.
Hmm. All right. Well, at any rate, good luck to you tomorrow against the Melatonin, and we will hopefully find out tomorrow who your next challenge for the Midnight Oboe Championship is at Black Friday. Anything else you'd like to talk about or say or do or please before he comes back? Do you still have those rosary beads? Not that I think they'll help, but...
What, beads?
Yes, those.
I think she should stay here as long as she's willing to and just keep talking. This is the best part of my night, so...
Aw. Ain't you sweet, Vacant? What do you want?
I
What do you got?
I'm in total agreement with him tonight, but unfortunately we do have one other person to talk to before we get to the end of the show, so...
But they're not half as pretty as me.
Well, no, absolutely not. But,
that's a shame. But, okay, so you heard him, Vacant. Dan says I got to go, so it's all his fault that you got to deal with someone ugly instead of me.
Why do you hate me? What did I do to you?
Why do you hate Vacant?
I've gotten some messages that need to be played, and we have one more guest to bring on, so and we've only got 22 minutes left to go, so let's just thank you, Maeve.
I reckon I'll go back out and keep the couch warm.
Could you leave the beads? Never mind.
Sure.
Here, give them to Maeve. Vacant, you hold the beads.
All
right.
I have my own.
Hold these and think of me.
All right. So, Vacant, we have a couple of people that wanted to speak tonight, starting with our Triple Crown champion. He is the power player, Luke Cage. Let's hear what he has to say.
This here, what you call domination, it's a combination of skill and concentration. To rise to the occasion, do something amazing, cause anything that I do, I dominate it. This here, what you call domination, it's a combination of skill and concentration. To rise to the occasion, do something amazing, cause anything that I do, I dominate it. I'm stronger, go harder, I'm a monster, I conquer.
RAWF Universe, I'm Luke Cage. And last Saturday night, I was sitting at home listening to After Hours, like I usually do, while Dan Levitan and El Vacant recapped Graveyard Smash. They went over all the highlights of the night, and while there were a lot of things that went down that night, title defenses, new champions, etc., tonight, I want to focus on a few different things. First thing I want to do is give a shout out to Aggie, convalescing right now in the hospital, recovering from his injuries from our match. He wasn't a physical participant at Graveyard Smash because of that, but he was there in spirit. He is still the heart and soul of our family, and we all wish him a speedy recovery. But there's a few items that need correction. Cosa Nostra was Aggie's vision. And while I may not like how he manipulated me in the beginning, I can't deny that he brought out a competitive edge to Luke that I had not had before. And Aggie is still managing our family behind the scenes, at the same time managing his innovative show, Insane Mofo. But there was something said about our family a few weeks back that needs correction. Someone said, I forget who it was, that Luke was the new leader of Cosa Nostra. So let me set the record straight right now. Our group has no leader. We are a group of athletes led by committee. There's no one person barking orders or calling the shots. We are each one of us beholden to each other. And the second thing that needs correction is that our family is no longer known as Cosa Nostra. That name had a organized crime feel to it that just doesn't fit anymore. So the family has decided that we're going to be known as the greater good. because we feel that RAWF needs that right now. A group of people that aren't going to try to tell other people how they should behave. The greater good feels that people should live how they want to live and fight how they want to fight in RAWF. You don't need anyone judging you. And the members of our family include the Saturday Night Champion, Starlight, the Superstars Champion, and my tag team partner, Papa Shaker, the newly crowned Men's Champion, the Sarge, Denzel, the Good Soldier, the most dangerous woman in RAWF, Wildfire, the real alpha female in RAWF, Cassie Joe, and the power player, the submission magician, the hardest working man in RAWF, your boy Luke, the RAWF Triple Crown Champion. So consider us the boots on the ground, the grassroots coalition. We don't like bullies or elitists that think they're better than others. So the greater good is putting you all on notice. If you think you can run around RAWF just doing whatever the hell you want to whoever you want to do it to, without consequence, and expect people to bow down to your will, then all of you had best ask yourselves, do you feel me?
There will be no stopping. It's when you go harder than somebody, man. This right here is domination. This here what you call domination.
That was the Triple Crown Champion, Luke Cage, El Vacant. Any thoughts on what he had to say?
I'm noticing a few people kind of giving quizzical looks out in the green room, too. Maybe it was me. So I'm going to say this, but if I'm wrong, you tell me I'm wrong, because I can't be right, right? This can't be what he did. But to me, it felt like he started saying that, you know, we believe that people should do whatever the hell they want and no one should tell them what to do. But he ended with, but if you don't do it what we like, where you're going to answer to us. That doesn't seem to gel. Like, that, there's some cognitive dissonance there.
Indeed, but I'm sure we'll hear more from Luke Cage as the weeks go on. Who will Luke Cage face for the Triple Crown Championship tomorrow? Will it be Kayla the Governess or Paragon of Greatness and or Wildfire and Slashy? We find out tomorrow in Boston. Next up, the mysterious Eva also has a message for us. Let's listen in.
Mm-hmm. But no matter. And soon, I will have what I want, what I desire. What all of this has been about. Needed so many security measures. They found my way around all of them. Is there anything else that you want to know before I take what I want, before I consume your soul? Why? But my dear, I've already told you why. I've already told you. You have something I desire. Something I want more than life. Something that will. And you are such a silly girl, waving it around, bragging about it. Does not belong to you. Are you shocked, appalled at my action? That I would stoop so low to get what I want. Silly girl. You really have no idea of what the world is really about. Do you know what that feels like? When you can feel your heart beating, even if it no longer flows. I know how it feels. Oh, how I have waited for this day to finally arrive. It has been years. Years of waiting, years of hoping, years of planning. But finally, I've got you in my clutches. My dear, as a
your thoughts on what we heard from Eva.
Creepy. My thoughts, every time I hear from Eva, my thoughts are creepy. That's creepy. Holy shit, that's creepy. Wow, this chick is creepy. Like, it's pretty much all variations on a theme.
She faces Claymore tomorrow for a shot at the national championship. We either get creepy or we get the man that betrayed us all. Facing Chris Cage for the national championship at Black Friday. Which one will it be? We find out tomorrow. All right, I'm going to bring back the Razor. Razor, are you there?
Yeah.
So you heard the decision of the maestro. He said no chair use in RAWF, that he was going to eliminate steel chairs. I know that that's kind of your bread and butter, your thing, and how did you feel about what the maestro had to say?
You know, it's like you said, it's a big part of what makes my finances go each month, and I don't know what I'm going to do without the sale of steel chairs.
They could be made in plastic. You didn't say plastic chairs were out of the question. Or maybe aluminum? I don't know. Is that a thing, El Vega? I don't know. I'm not an expert on chairs.
They do, in fact, make aluminum chairs and plastic chairs. I don't think they give that nice, satisfying noise when you hit somebody with them, though.
No, I suppose not.
You know what you could do?
They
do make a really good
bent.
Noise. You could go get wooden folding chairs. Those hurt like a mother.
That's an idea.
There you go. Maybe look into some wooden chairs. Plus, they're also usable as firewood, kindling after that you break them over someone's head. Just say it. Would you like to spin the wheel, Razor, and find out who you... I really don't want to spin the wheel, but after what it's been doing, but would you like to find out who the hell you're facing tomorrow?
I guess so.
All right. What's it going to do this time? That didn't work. It says you're facing the Razor tomorrow.
No.
All right, let's try this thing again. It's a bit of respin here. No, you can't face yourself. Why does it keep... don't make it you try spinning this damn thing. I'll give up.
All right, I guess I'll try. Here we go. Ready?
Number between 1 and 62.
47.
47. You will be taking on Diesel Warrior tomorrow on Superstars.
Okay.
That's what it says, I'm guessing. All right. We're getting... I think maybe we should just pull names from a hat next week, El Vega. All right. Thank you, Razor. Anything else you'd like to say or cover before we move on?
No, I guess that's it.
Oh, my God. This is insane, El Vega. This is, well, I hate to say it, but it is indeed madness. And everything that's going on tonight, this is not right. Do you feel safe? Because I certainly don't feel safe right now.
I can't honestly say I don't think I'm going to be safe.
Don't feel safe, do you, Daddy boy? Well, maybe you need a little of this. G- Good night, Dan. What about you, El Vacant? Do you feel safe now?
I think you do a wonderful job. I think there is no need to prove any points.
Well, I guess I will finish this show out. So, I see we have one more. What's that?
Pickles suck.
Indeed. I have one more announcement. I am also banning any sort of bacon from RAWF. There will be no bacon allowed in RAWF, streaky or likewise. As a matter of fact, tofu bacon will be allowed. What do you think, El Vacant?
Is that even a thing?
It will be when I get done with it.
frankly, that's just evil.
Thank you. That was the point. All right, I see we have one more message here to play. Let's see who has what, who else has something to weigh in on tonight.
Something happened we all knew was inevitable. Claymore, you just had to take the one man who holds this place all together in. And you just completely lost your goddamn mind, good man. I know a shoebox, snake, skin, leather, street corner salesman when I sees one, and you is not a good man, Clemo. And now poor El Vacant, the first victim when he got zappered in the studio. You got the Lady O'Harris humming up a tune that'll curl the butt airs off Bo Cooper. And now the green-eyed marmots on the loose ends. Lord, I'm a deus. I know you was in there. And I know each one of your long blonde hairs ain't lacking it. So it's come to this. The minestrone of Martinus. I'm a saying your name now, boy. I want you to look in that black, ugly heart of yours and see the man we all an RWF. Because of Black Friday, I'm a-calling yins out to a mate. Because like it or not, I'm gonna save Lord Amayitis, I mean Deus, and save all of you, you son of a sewer gas rat.
Clickety clack, it's a whole bowl with that.
Ha, 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 Reagan, did I just hear correctly that this homo...
I guess it depends on what you heard.
He challenged me to a match at Black Friday. And he believes he can get Lord Amadeus back.
I believe that is what he said, yes.
The answer is no, you little troll. I would not filthy my hands on you. And for that matter, any of you others out there listening want to be heroes? Forget about it. Get it through your skulls. Amadeus is gone. REWF will never be the same. And by the end of the year, not just REWF, but possibly all of Unstoppable will be mine. Just like this radio station is mine. Heck, hell vacant. I could charm you out of your taco trucks if I wanted to. So I suppose this isn't the time in the show where we should do promotions. I suppose for one night I'll allow promoting. El Vacant, is there anything you'd like to promote?
Rubber underwear. I think that everyone should invest.
Denied. Razor, anything you'd like to promote?
Free LA.
What did you say?
Free LA. Ah!
Right. Maeve, anything you would like to promote tonight?
You know, looking at you. I'd like to promote green eyes. There's not enough of us around that have them.
Not denied. Judgment, anything you would like to promote tonight? No? How dare you?
Hmm. Oh, you want me to promote something? What should I promote? Rubber underwear was out, right? Like, you said no to that already?
Denied.
I know what I'll promote. Ladies and gentlemen, if you find yourself pissing off the wrong person and decide that the best way to avoid any sort of retribution for your actions is to, you know, get yourself into another altercation that would put you on the bench for a couple months and maybe hope that person would forget about you because, you know, you wouldn't be around. Maybe choose someone who doesn't have a really, really long memory. So I'm just going to put this out there. Sheik, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, rest up, get better. Come back soon so that I can get my hands on you again.
And finally, Title Machine.
Yes.
Yes, well, because, you know, you're used to seeing me overperform, I've got two things. One, listening to Maeve talk about green eyes, I'm wondering if she meant green skin, because, you know, they're, you know, green skin, kind of a popular thing. And the other thing is, Maestro, whatever you want me to promote, I will promote.
USL.
USL. USL is a great opportunity for people to exercise their wrestling skills in a ring against 19 teams. You get 19 matches. Unless you're a leader, you might get 38 matches every week. Then you can compete for the championship. Join today. How's that?
Fine.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, next week, right here on the Madness Radio Network, after hours, same time it always is, more announcements about changes in RAWF, and we'll apparently talk about Black Friday. Is that right, Al Vagant?
Yes, I believe that is correct. And even if it weren't correct, I believe it's correct now.
Fine. I allow you to choose the song to play us out. I have more madness to spread.
I mean, this one seems appropriate.
You make me